Glad to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate you being here today. Just trust and pray that you'll pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that the Lord have us to do in the service. I'm going to be reading out of the book of St. John, Eighteenth chapter, I believe it is. Just bear with us. We're probably going to read the whole chapter, so you just bear with us a little bit. 18th chapter of the book of St. John. We'll start with the first verse. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captains and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me. What I have said unto them, behold, they know what I said. When he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself, and they said, Therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might be eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Now maybe correctly reading, that's reading, a little stammering I know this morning, but nonetheless, reading the entire chapter of the 18th chapter of the book of St. John, that concerning that of our Lord and our Savior, when he had come down that before Pilate, and that of Pilate's hall, and that of the judgment hall, and they had put him to test, and they had asked him and questioned him several times, and he had already told them the truth over and over again. And the Bible says here that I'm going to reread the latter part of that, of the 37th chapter and just a little of the 38th. He says, To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And I want you to think this morning, and that Pilate had brought unto that of our Lord, and he had heard a lot of things, and Pilate had already told him, he said, your own people's brought you, in other words, and that to be killed or to be put away with. And Pilate had heard a lot of things, and he probably didn't understand altogether about the truth. But he said here, and Christ came, he said, Everyone that is of the truth heareth me. He said, If you be of the truth, he said, you'd hear me. And Pilate says, What is truth? I want to talk just a little bit, brethren, this morning about what is truth. There's a lot of things that, brethren, even in this day that are said and done. And, my friend, and it sounds good and it looks like, my friend, that it fits pretty good, but what is truth? That the Bible says here, and in many a time, even in that of the book of John, you can go back through the other gospels, my friend, but it's written time and time and time again this morning about the truth. Brethren, and what the truth really is. How the Bible says that Christ come out one day, my friend, talking to his own disciples. My friend, and he says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. My friend, brethren, and he said, follow me. My friend, did he not tell them the truth? My friend, did he not give them the truth? My friend, brethren, there's nothing that you can look for. My friend, even in this world today, my friend, it's hard to find the truth. You know that. My friend, yet, the truth still liveth today. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. You pray for us. My friend, our wind's a little short today. My friend, but I'll tell you. My friend, brethren, just as the Lord began to tell them, my friend, he was the truth. my friend, he's still the truth. My friend, and he always will be. My friend, that of the truth. Yes, he will. Yes, sir, the Bible scripture teaches us this morning, brethren, they brought him down to that of Pilate's hall. They put him, my friend, brethren, to test. Brethren, they asked him many questions. My friend, and he told them, my friend, nothing but the truth. My friend, they said, brethren, the truth will help you. Do you know that? My friend, the writer said in one place, and you shall know the truth. My friend, and the truth shall make you free. Or it shall set you free. Brethren, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do this morning but to believe the truth. Now, yes, sir, believe the truth. Brethren, you'll not find the truth in the world. My friend, and the truth of it is, it's hard to believe anything, hardly, that's said of the world. My friend, it most certainly is. We're still in a time, now I can't help it. My friend, we're still in a time where people would rather have Barabbas, my friend, than they had have the truth. Yes, sir. My friend, I know. I don't get in too involved. My friend, brethren, with that's going on in our society. My friend, but I'll be honest with you. My friend, I've never seen such a disturbing time. My friend, no sir, nor an unsettled time. My friend, as in the day that we're living. My friend, brethren, you can't hardly count on anything. My friend, that anybody says to be the truth. Do you know that? My friend, it's a shame. It most certainly is. My friend, brethren, wouldn't no different. Wouldn't no different. My friend, Christ came into the world. My friend, he told them here. He said, I've been in the synagogue. My friend, I've been in the temple. My friend, he said, I've not said anything secretly. He said that I've said in the public. My friend, he said, just ask them. Glory to God. My friends, you know you can't, the Bible says you can't do anything against the truth. My friend, it is the truth. And it will stand. Yes, it will. My friend, you know why the truth will stand? My friend, because Christ said, I am the truth. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it comes to believing this scripture. My friend, you better believe it's the truth. Yes, sir. You better believe it's been put to the test. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, you better believe it's been tried. My friend, yes, sir, and it's found. It's been found to stand. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, these folks that's been against Christ. My friend, ever since the beginning, and ever since he came into this world. My friend, these folks that stood against him. My friend, I don't, you don't have to wear a badge. My friend, to say that you're against Christ. My friend, people talk about the Antichrist. My friend, and how he's going to come. My friend, and all such as this. My friend, brethren, the Bible says, if you'll read it, my friend, it's in the book of Little John. My friend, he said, they're here already. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he said, they were not of us. He said, had they been of us, he said, they'd no doubt continued with us. My friend, but they're not
of us, friend, that it might be made known, my friend, they're not part of us. Glory to God. My friend, brethren, if you don't believe the truth, my friend, it will tell on you. My friend, yes, it will. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, people talk about Peter. My friend, I know. Brethren, I know he denied him. My friend, you know who told him he was going to? My friend, the Jesus himself, the truth. My friend spoke to him. He said, Peter, he said, before the cock crow, he said, you'll deny me thrice. My friend, yes, sir. And Peter said, not so. My friend, not so. I believe with all my heart. My friend, that Peter, within everything that he had, I believe he believed he would not deny the Lord. My friend, yes, sir. But it come down to his head being on the block. My friend, is that not right? My friend, the little girl said, you're one of them. Yes, sir. Now he said, no. My friend, no. My friend, then there's another and called him out there. My friend, and said, yeah. I said, I believe you was with him. My friend Peter said, I don't know him. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, one writer talks about it in a different way. My friend, on the third time, they come back to him and they said, yes, you was with them. My friend, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Yes, sir. And Peter said, I know him not. My friend, the cock crew. My friend, Peter looked at Jesus. And Jesus looked at him. My friend, and Peter went out and wept. Not bitterly. My friend, for he didn't believe he had ever denied. My friend, are you going to deny the truth this morning? My friend, brethren, Christ was the truth. My friend, yes, sir. That's the Bible says, even in the book of Hebrews, I believe it is. My friend, it said by two immutable things. My friend, which is impossible for God to lie. My friend, brethren, the truth is in God. My friend, and he cannot lie. My friend, no, sir. They wondered many a time. Many a time they tried to get a hold of Christ. My friend, and he'd just flee. My friend, right through the crowd. They couldn't lay hands on him. My friend, the reason being it wasn't time. My friend, there's some other things that had to take place. My friend, brother, the truth. You can't do anything against the truth. My friend, that's what Jesus had said here in the book of John. My friend, he even told his own disciples, my friend, that he is the truth. My friend, and he said, follow that which is the truth. My friend, in other words, follow me. My friend, brethren, if there's ever been a time we need to follow the Lord, it's in this day. Yes, it is. Brethren, if there's ever a time we needed the Lord, now, brethren, it's in this day. Yes, it is. We need it. We need the truth, folks. We most certainly do. My friend, brethren, a lot of people today, you say, preacher, I don't believe. My friend, in all that. My friends, you know why they so much making? My friend, of many books. My friend, because there's a lot of folks that just don't want to accept the truth. My friend, yes, sir. Help my friend, yes, sir. Help church. Help my friend. It's our faith that separates us from this world. Help my friend, our faith in the truth. Help my friend, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Help my friend, you think I believe that book? Help my friend, you think I believe that book just because it's written? Help my friend, I got news for you. Help my friend, brother, and you let the Spirit of God get a hold of you. Help my friend, and you try reading that book and try to put it down. Help my friend, brethren, it'll come alive to you. Yes, it will. Help my friend, brethren, it'll be your bread when you're hungry. Thank God it'll be your drink when you're thirsty. Help my friend, and it will not lie to you. Help my friend, no it won't. Help my friend, it'll be the truth. Yes, it will. Help my friend, I wonder. Help my friend, I wonder how much of the truth we really want. Help my friend, you know. There's people all the time. Help my friend says, I love the Lord. Help my friend, well, just how much do you love him? Help my friend, you know what the commandment says. Help my friend, you say, preacher, we ain't under them 10. Help my friend, well, I just say you are. Help my friend, we've just brought it down to 2. Yes, sir. Just got it down to 2. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know what the scripture says? My friend, he says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. My friend, with all thine heart. My friend, with all thy strength. My friend, with all thy mind. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, and the second one's like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. My friend, on these 2 hangeth the law and the commandments. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, a 3-letter word. My friend, in that first commandment. My friend, a little 3-letter word. It says all. My friend, all. A-L-L. My friend, brethren, how much of the truth do you want? My friend, brethren, if I stood on trial, my friend, brethren, I'd want all of it, wouldn't you? My friend, yes, I would. I'd want it all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, you might not. Yeah, I'd want it all. My friend, brethren, if I was going to be on trial, my friend, I'd want it all. My friend, I wouldn't want just part of it. My friend, would you listen to me? My friend, I'll tell you. My friend, this morning, this is what the Lord wants out of me and you. My friend, he wants A-double-L. My friend, he wants all. Yes, he does. Do you know when people get willing to give all? My friend, God really blesses. Do you know that? When they get willing to give all. My friend, why, preacher, I ain't giving him, letting him have this part. My friend, Sister Kim. My friend sings a song. My friend, about this room. Yes, sirree. My friend, talking about the house. My friend, but there's a room in that house. My friend, don't want nobody. My friend, to go in that room. My friend, I'll give you the house. I just ain't going to give you that room. My friend, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take the room, too. Yes, it is. It's going to take the room, too. Brethren, these folks give the Lord about half. My friend, yes, sir. Some of them might give him a fifth. Some of them might give him four fills. Yes, sir. Some of them might give him 9/10. But you know what all is? It's 10 out of 10. 5 out of 5. Yes, sir. Any way you slice it. It is all. All. Thank the Lord. Can I ask you something? Brethren, it just wasn't one drop of blood. That Jesus gave. He gave it all. And we sang a song, said he give his life's blood. Yes, sir. And it ain't just a drop, my friend, that helped me. Did you know that? It took it all. It took all he had. Yes, sir, just as far as he could go. It took Gethsemane, the cross, and all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad of one thing. He still ain't in that tomb. He ain't no longer in there. No, sir. No, sir. They put guards at the tomb, didn't they? Rolled a big stone over. Brother, they gonna be sure they didn't nobody come capture him. You know the truth. They wouldn't nobody had to come capture him. He is coming out of there. Thank God. Didn't matter who's standing there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 days. He said, tear this temple down. He said, 3 days, I'll raise it back up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher. How do you know that tomb's empty? Thank God, because I know where he lives. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, I'll say again, I believe that word, my friend, by faith. By faith. I've got, I don't have to go. I could. I could run over yonder to Jerusalem. I could walk in the path he walked. Yes, it would be an experience. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I might like to do that. But let me tell you something. I don't have to do that to know he's real. No, sir. No, sir. Brother, I know he's real. Yes, sir. For what he done in my heart. And in my life. I've thought a lot of times. I really have. People get to talking about their experience. That they had between them and the Lord. Listen to me. Before he got to dealing with me, I didn't know he was a Lord that would live with you. Did you know that? I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I told you before, I believed in him. Just as long as I can remember, I believe Jesus was the Son of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they were some things, brethren, that you probably wasn't going to get out of me. Brethren, that was one of them. I believe Jesus was the Son of God. I was taught that Jesus was the Son of God. Yes, I was. But brethren, I didn't know he'd live in you. No, sir, I didn't know you could have a relationship with him. I didn't know he could trouble your sleep at night. No, sir. No, sir. Brethren, they was things. They was scriptures that I remembered. Memorized them. And vacation Bible school. my friend got a star. We got stars when we... My friend went to vacation Bible school. My friend, and they'd have it up on the wall there. My friend and brother, if you achieved that, whatever it was for that day, they'd put a star up there. My friend and brother, we was all competitive. My friend, yes, sir, even at that. My friend, yes, sir. Our brother, and we wanted to see how many stars we could get. My friend, brother, so we put our mind, my friend, and our thoughts to use. My friend, when we got in vacation Bible school, my friend, the truth of it is we wanted that row filled at the end of the week. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we wanted to have perfect attendance. My friends, you know this generation don't know what perfect attendance is. No, sir. No, sirree. It's sad, but they don't. My friends, they don't even give it no thought. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. We've swapped some things down through the generations. My friend, now listen to me. I'm not... My friend, I wasn't going to say much about what's going on. My friend, no wonder our social society's got like they have. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, we swapped a lot of things. My friend, we swapped old hickory tea for time out. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get me in trouble. I can't help it. My friend, it's just the truth. My friend, I understood what hickory meant. My friend, my dad used a belt. My friend, about that wide. My friend, a good leather one. My friend, yes, sir. I didn't get many, but brethren, them I got, I still remember. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, my mama, she liked them hickories. My friend, and she didn't care where all the branches was off of them or not. Yes, sir. In summertime, she'd stripe them legs. My friend, you know you had been striped. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but listen. You say, preacher, they found out that didn't work. My friend, well, what they doing now is worse than that. Yes, it is. At least we would get their attention just a little bit. My friend, yes, sir, I raised mine. My friend, I had a white leather belt about that thick. How about that wide? I hung on a doorknob. My friend, it hung there till all my children was gone. My friend, and way after it, my daughters come see me one day. For we was talking about something, she run down that hall. My friend pulled that door open. She said, yeah, it's still there. My friend, I said, yeah, it sure is. There ain't no need in leaving. I'm letting it go now. My friend, listen to me. My friend, brethren, sisters, my friend, brethren, it's going to take a little more than time out. My friend, to get folks' attention. My friend, brother, hear me. My friend, hear me. You don't think the Lord, my friend, Lord God himself, my friend, he told them here, my friend, in a place, he said, a man, my husbandman, said he went on a far journey. My friend, and he said he let his people, my friend, take care of the place. My friend, yes, sir. After a while, the husbandman sent a man over. My friend, he got to talking to him. They just killed him. Yes, sir. My friend, after a while, he sent another one over. My friend, did he not? Yes, sir. And after a while, they killed him, too. Done away with him. Didn't want to hear what the husbandman had to say. my friend, after a while, he sent his son. My friend, he said they'll recognize him. My friend sent him over there, and they said he's the heir. Said, let's trounce upon him. Let us do away with him. My friend, then all of this will be ours. My friend, that's exactly what they done. My friend, Jesus sent prophet after prophet. My friend, yes, sir, God. His father sent man after man, my friend, trying to get Israel's attention. My friend, never did get their attention. My friend, a lot of people wondered what the 400 years was. My friend, people said they wasn't no prophet, and they wasn't this and that. My friend, brethren, they was prophets. My friend, they was this and that, but they wasn't nothing coming from God. My friend, he had done said all he was going to say. My friend, then he sent his son. My friend, yes, sir, then he sent his son. Did he not open up the Matthew? My friend, the first chapter. And brethren, his son begins to be, become a son. My friend, the son, yes, sir, of Mary. My friend, and Joseph. We know the story. Yes, we do. Why did he send him, preacher? My friend is the best he had. My friend, he sent all he had, and he sent his son. Yes, sir, sent all he had. Yes, sir. My friend, you wouldn't listen to the law. You'd have none of it. My friend, you wouldn't listen to none of my prophets. He said, rising up early and sending them. My friend, be times. In other words, over and over. My friend, and over again. Brethren, there's a lot of them prophets that told the truth. You know that. Yes, they was. There's a lot of them prophets that told the truth. My friend, I never will forget. My friend, the first church I ever pastored. My friend, brother, and I believe this man was a man of God. My friend, I was pastored this little church. My friend, that man come in there. My friend, and he pulled the deacon aside, and he got to talking to him. My friend, and he, my friend, he asked me, the deacon did after church. My friend, he said, Brother Andy, he said, this brother said, Lord sent him over here to run 2-week revival. He believed he can help his church. My friend, he said, what do you think? My friend, that's a wrong question to ask me. My friend, I said, brother, it's a funny thing that the Lord ain't said nothing to me. I said, until he does, my friend, we'll continue on just like we are. My friend, you say, preacher, you was wrong. My friend, brethren, it's a funny thing to me. The Lord still blessed me. Glory to God. I've got a way of telling, don't you? When the Lord's in a matter. My friend, not saying anything against that man. I believe, no doubt, he is a man of God. My friend, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I've had him to call me and want an appointment. My friend, I know. I know how men work. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got men to help me in revival. I didn't have on my heart. My friend, can I believe? Can you believe it? Why, preacher, what'd you do? My friend, brother, I've watched men come in. My friend, the Lord say, there he is. My friend, yeah, there he is. My friend, brother, yes, sir. My friend, you know what I've done? I got him. Thank God. My friend, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong with listening to the Spirit of God. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. You listen to me. my friend, people, did you know, folks, that even the world knows what the truth sounds like? My friend, I can prove it to you by the word of God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Ahab. My friend, Jehoshaphat. My friend, and by the way, Jehoshaphat was a righteous king. My friend, and the Lord did question Jehoshaphat. He said, what you doing down here with Ahab? My friend, yes, sir, what are you doing down here, Jehoshaphat? My friend, but nonetheless, the Lord got a way of using him. Yes, he did. My friend, yes, sir. All of Ahab's men, them prophets of the groves, and them that sat around Jezebel's table, my friend, they said, go up, the Lord be with you. Now, go up, the Lord be with you. You say, preacher, where'd they get their message? It wasn't from the Lord. You think about it. My friend, sometimes I wonder where men get their message from, don't you? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I can tell you a lot of things. My friend, but I'll tell you this one. My friend, brethren, when Ahab had them all come by, old Jehoshaphat, he looked at him, he said, isn't there a man of God, my friend, that we can inquire of? What's that tell you, church? My friend, it tells me Jehoshaphat knows the difference. My friend, that's what it told me. My friend, old Ahab cried out, and they said, yeah. He said, they's one. He said, they don't ever have anything good to say about me. My friend, you ever heard somebody leave the house of God just angry? Now, that preacher don't know what he's talking about. That preacher don't know how to preach. Where y'all get him? My friend, I've heard it. My friend, I've heard people say things that I wasn't supposed to hear. Yes, sir. About me. My friend, yes, sir. And I'm talking about right from the horse's mouth. My friend, God's got a way of letting you know things. You know that. My friend, he's got a way of putting you in places that people don't know you anywhere around. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, that might not make much sense to y'all. My friend, Jehoshaphat said, send for him. My friend, we ain't going out till we're here. My friend, what he's got to say. My friend, this old prophet's name was Micaiah. My friend, now Micaiah, they went and got him, and those that went and got him, they continually talked to him all the way down. My friend, they said, this is what they're saying down there. I said, see that your words be just like it. My friend, I hope, evidently Micaiah didn't answer him for a long time. My friend, after a while, Micaiah said, okay. My friend, okay. He said, that's exactly what I'll say. My friend, brother, they got down there, Micaiah, that's exactly what he said. My friend, he said, go up, for the Lord be with you. Go up, for the Lord be with you. My friend, sound like the same thing they said, didn't it? My friend, Ahab knowed his line. Yes, sir. Ahab knowed the truth. My friend, yes, sir. How'd you know this? My friend, most of the time, you know the truth before you ever hear it. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You just don't want to admit it. My friend, hear me. Hear me, brethren. It takes the truth if you're going to make it with the Lord. My friend, it takes the truth. My friend, he told Micaiah, Ahab, he said, I adjure thee to tell me the truth. Yes, sir. Tell me the truth. My friend, the prophet spoke then. Yes, sir. He said, okay. My friend, he said, the Lord ain't with you. My friend, yes, sir. And he said, you ain't going to win the battle either. My friend, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. You say, preacher? Did he tell him he was going to kill him? My friend, not right then. My friend, old Ahab's anger got kindled. My friend, he told him, he said, you go put Micaiah over in the ward. Put him over in the jail, so to speak, till I get back. My friend, and he spoke up, Micaiah did. He said, whether thou comest back or not, it's not been showed by me. My friend, in other words, you ain't coming home, boy. My friend, think about it. Think about it. My friend, don't tell me God can't take one arrow. My friend, and get who he wants to get. My friend, the truth I've heard all my life. My friend, that the truth won't hurt you. My friend, that's really a lie. My friend, the truth will hurt you. My friend, but brethren, for the most part, but brethren, it's the only thing that will help you. Yes, sir, is the truth. My friend, if you're lying, if you're telling a lie, my friend, you're going to have to get a bigger one the next time. My friend, and then the next time. Then that thing gets so big and out of proportion. My friend, it really looks bad on you. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? My friend, go pull up David and see what he tells you. My friend, about the truth. My friend, he'll tell you the truth to set you free. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. My friend, brethren, this battle was not going to go on. Did you know that under the current circumstance? My friend, Ahab told Jehoshaphat, he said, you swap garments with me. Yes, sir. It was according to the color of their garment who they is the king over. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When they found out that Jehoshaphat wasn't the man they was going to battle against, they cried out. Except one man. The Bible said he drew a bow at a venture. My friend, and he let go of the arrow. My friend, and it struck old Ahab. My friend, right in the back under the fourth and fifth rib. Yes, sir. And he sunk down in that chariot. My friend, yes, sir, and his blood run all over that chariot. My friend, and when that chariot entered the city, my friend, Ahab died. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it don't go on and tell you, but I believe what the scripture told. My friend, brethren, I believe they washed that chariot out, that blood, at the same place that them dogs licked Naboth's blood. My friend, I believe it licked Ahab's. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, the truth may be against you. Why, preacher, it won't be against me. My friend, if you ain't for the truth, it's going to be against you. My friend, yes, sir, it ain't going to fare well for you. My friend, the truth won't set you free unless you accept the truth. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, now hear me. My friend, and hear me well. My friend, we're not living in a time, folks, where our God's dead. My friend, no, sir, nor are we living in a time where our God ain't able to work. My friend, he's just as able to work in mine and your day as he was in the days that I read unto you. My friend, he most certainly is. My friend, but the only problem he has is me and you. My friend, the real problem he has is convincing me and you. My friend, I know what I preached last week. My friend, and I know where it come from. My friend, and I'm going to tell you, it just, my friend, it really does. It just saddens my heart. My friend, sometimes that we have to take a hammer and just keep beating. My friend, and keep rocking and beating and rocking and beating. My friend, I ain't in the chain gang. My friend, no, sir. Why I said that, I don't know. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. If the chain gang was still real, my friend, brother, we'd have a lot less participants. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, we would. Yes, we would. My friend, I believe that. I most certainly do. My friend, brother. Yes, sir. My friend, they can't house all they got now. My friend, counties ain't big enough. My friend, to house them all. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Let me tell you something this morning. My friend, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you a few things. My friend, when he come to seek and to save that which was lost. My friend, the Bible says that he come unto his own received him not. I'm going to believe that. But as many as did receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. My friend, I believe that. My friend, and I'm going to tell you something, they was very few. My friend, read your book, follow him. My friend, follow him when them 12 followed him. They made it up to 70, follow him. My friend, he didn't have many. My friend, 5,000 in one place, and he fed all them. Did he not? 3,000 in another, and he fed all them too. My friend, and then he, they kept following him. He said, you just following for the fishes and the loaves. Yeah, glory. My friend, you believe me because I fed you. My friend, you believe I'm going to take care of you? My friend, brother, he said, you got houses to live in. Go to them. You say, preacher, I don't believe all that. My friend, they wasn't no great big following of Jesus. My friend, no, sir. He had a great big uproar. He had more against him than he did for him. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, why was that? Because he is for the truth. My friend, he brought the truth. Now let me ask you something. My friend, he come to seek and to save that which was lost. My friend, why in the world wouldn't they all saved? My friend, why wouldn't they all saved? Brethren, they didn't believe in him. They wouldn't follow him. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Why aren't there many people or more people saved today? Come get a verse of a song. I'm about done. Why ain't there more people saved today? Well, preacher, they saved on every corner. What corner are you talking about? What corner? I'm not saying, you know, without saying. I think a lot of times I don't say anything. Don't say a whole lot, my friend, when it comes down to trying to offend somebody. But the truth of it is, if you get offended by the word, you'll just be offended. You will. You'll just be offended. If I didn't believe, my friend, I was following the closest thing they was. For me, between me and the Lord, and me to worship him and to follow him and to live for him. If I didn't believe I was doing the right thing, or I didn't believe I was doing the closest thing or the best thing, my friend, I'd find something else. Wouldn't you? I would. They was them that would not follow the Lord. And they was them, my friend, that was afraid of the crowd. That not right? The crowd more than the Lord. More than the Lord. I don't know your heart this morning. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He come to give life. He said, I've come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly.
He come to give life. It took his life to give life. But he gave life. He did. He gave life. He gave us hope when there was no hope. Yes, sir. He gave us a way, when there was no way. Did he not say, I am the way? I read it to you just the other day, or maybe Wednesday night, when he talked to his own disciples. He said, I go my way. And Thomas said, we don't know the way, and we don't know you either. How can we know the way? Preacher, they didn't say they didn't know him. He said, well, he said, how long have I been with you? And you don't know the Father. He said, I and the Father are one. That not what he said? Yes, sir. He said, you know me, you know my Father. Yes, sir. The fact of it is, they didn't know him. They didn't know him. I can't lay my hands on you this morning and you receive anything. Well, preacher, you don't believe in the Holy Ghost? I sure do. I believe in the power of it too. I believe in the healing of it too. Yes, sir. I believe in the workings of it. But I'm not going to conjure it up, my friend, on my own, brother, to show you I've got anything today. It'll take the Holy Spirit of God, my friend. You know what it took in my life for things to change? You know what it took? It took Jesus. It took Jesus. I promise you. I promise you, I've been saved just a day or two, but sometimes it seems like it's just yesterday. You know that? Fresh. Fresh. And I can tell you right now, I know more about my salvation today than I did then. Yes, sir, but I can tell you one thing. I know then that I got saved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I knowed I did. I know, thank God, there's something happened. Something changed, my friend, between here and there. Do you know the truth? Have you been acquainted with the truth? Pilate had heard so much. And I believe Pilate wanted to believe Jesus. And Pilate turned to the people and he said, who is it that you'd have me to release? And they said, not this man. Did they not? Not this man, but Barabbas. What a shame. What a shame. Why, preacher? Because they didn't know the truth. Had they known the truth, they wouldn't have crucified him. If you know the truth this morning, the truth will set you free. It'll give you life. It'll give you hope. It'll give you a way to go. Heard a man preach one time, a way back to God. A way back to God. You know what Jesus said? He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Huh? No man cometh to the Father but by me. Is he not the way? Is he not the way back to God? Is not he the one that brought everything together? He did. He brought everything right back together. That of which he done for mankind. He done it for you. He done it for you. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.